Pete Hoekstra is just such a wealth of information. He's just so well versed on all of these behind the curtain type things. What's really going on in the government? Well, here's how it really works. Here's how the sausage is made. That's why I find him such a valuable resource for you. Fun to talk to you for me, but he's a valuable resource for you, and that's why we bring him. By the way, we're going to have him back on Monday next week. So keep that in mind. Here's another day, another poll that's just pummeling Joe Biden, this time from Gallup. And I bring this to your attention because it is indicative of what's really going on. I don't think his poll numbers are as strong as these polls indicate. I think they're actually significantly worse. I think the Des Moines Register poll that showed him with 31% support in Iowa, much closer to the truth as to what's going on in America right now. I think the polling from the Detroit News in Michigan that shows Joe Biden at 39%, much closer to what's actually happening all over this country right now. Where has Joe Biden done anything to help the American citizen? Where has Joe Biden done anything to help our image on the world stage, to protect this country, to look out for the economy, to do anything? Where? I say Afghanistan, complete disaster. Never would have happened under President Trump. You know it, and so do I. Wouldn't have happened that way. The southern border. This would not be happening if Donald Trump were in office. You know it, and so do I. And so do the American people. And by the way, so do the people that voted for Joe Biden. They know that what happened in Afghanistan would not have happened. Whether they admit it to themselves or not, they know it. What's happening in Del Rio, Texas would not be happening. The overwhelming of border communities would not be happening if Donald Trump were president. They know it. Those that voted for Joe Biden, whether they admit it to themselves or not, they know it. It's 100% true. The fact of the matter, this president is causing us problems. Would we be energy independent if Donald Trump were still president? The answer, of course, yes. But instead, right now, we're on the world markets begging Saudi Arabia and others to increase oil exports. Why? Because in a very short period of time, we've gone from being energy independent to being energy dependent on countries that don't like us and regimes that would like to kill us, and the list goes on. None of these things would be happening if President Donald Trump were still in office. You know it, and so do I, and so do the American people. And so when I look at polling from Gallup, for example, and I see that his approval ratings have dropped all the way to 43%. I say, it's lower than that. I can guarantee you his numbers are not 43%. Not in the heart of this country. Now, if you're polling in California or New York, maybe. But do you realize when his motorcade pulled up at the United Nations here a couple of days ago, there weren't people cheering in the streets. There weren't people waving. There weren't people gathered. Nobody even looked. This is New York City, as blue as it gets. The presidential motorcade comes rolling into New York City, and nobody cares. That should tell you a whole lot about the dismal feelings that Americans have when it comes to Joe Biden. They don't like him. They certainly don't respect him. And we have no faith in him. We, collectively, we have no faith that he's going to do better tomorrow. I don't believe the border is going to be better tomorrow. They have a plan, we're told. Really? What's the plan? Well, it's working. It's really working. We're getting it rolling. You don't have a plan. Outline this plan. The plan to let 250,000 illegals across the border every month. That plan will be working. By the way, August and September are supposed to be slow months. The big increases come in the cooler weather. January, February, March. Wait until that happens. And the big surges come. There won't be a Del Rio, Texas. It'll have been trampled all the way over. It'll be nothing but dust and a memory. I don't have any faith that the U.S. border is going to get any better. I don't have any faith that our relations with France are going to get better. Israel now threatening to pull its ambassador because of the conduct of the U.S. Congress and the anti-Semites there yanking funding for the Iron Dome. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, the anti-Semites in Congress, openly anti-Semite. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, they don't care. They'll say whatever they want. They hate the Jewish state. They hate Jews. They've said it so many times, so many old, tired Jewish tropes. And yet it goes on. Do you expect that to get better? I do not. And on the world stage, who respects us right now? Honestly, with this president, who respects us? Nobody. Who fears us? Nobody, because nobody believes that we would do anything. If I'm Taiwan right now, I'm scared to death. If I'm Ukraine right now, I'm scared to death, because if Russia rolls tanks into Ukraine, who's going to do anything about it? If Taiwan gets encircled by China and the Chinese Communist Party goes onshore in Taiwan, who's going to do anything about it? The United States? Please. Does anybody really expect that? Because I certainly don't. You've got General Mark Milley calling his Chinese general friends. Oh, we won't attack it. If we do, I'll tell you ahead of time. I'll let you know what's going on before anything happens. It won't happen here on my watch. General Mark Milley, who fancies himself as the commander-in-chief, a guy who should have been relieved of duty as soon as those stories surfaced, and he admitted to it. The fact that the left is going around trying to defend what he did, taking away the civilian control of the military. America was built on civilian control of the military so that the military wasn't in charge of the military in this country, and for very good reason. Militaries being in charge lead to coups, lead to civil wars, lead to unrest and upheaval. There's a reason the people that put this country together put a civilian commander-in-chief in charge of the U.S. military. It's worked very well for us. Until Mark Milley came along, thought he would take the power for himself. So do you expect any of these things to get better with Joe Biden? No. And these things would not be happening if President Donald Trump was still in the White House. You know that, and so do I. And so do the American people, and so do the people that voted for Joe Biden. Make no mistake. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to